The Holy Prophet said that it doesn't matter what place it is, a masjid, a park, or an open field, if people gather there and when they do dhikr of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that place where dhikr is being done, Allah ta'ala elevates it and gives it such a high status that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with regards to that portion of land, has stated that it is Riyadul Jannah, that place upon which you sit, it looks like from the people of the dunya that it's just a piece of earth, but it is really a garden of paradise. So the importance of dhikr, Allah's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has explained here, that place where you sit and do dhikr, that is so great, then imagine the action itself of doing dhikr. The action itself, that's that earth you sit on and do dhikr, that becomes the garden of paradise. If it's a normal land, barren, nothing there, but as soon as you sit on there and do dhikr, then that place becomes like Jannah, paradise. So the noble companions, Allah Ta'ala said that وَإِذَا مَرَتُ, that O my companions, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that O my companions, when you see that you are passing by the gardens of paradise, then graze within them. Then the noble companion said, "Qalu bala ya Rasulullah, that Jannah, paradise, where's that here on earth? We can't see any paradise here. So how can we graze within that place or stop and sit there?" And the Prophet ﷺ said that the halaqa dhikr, the gatherings of remembrance of Allah, the gathering of the remembrance of Allah, that is a garden of paradise, that place where dhikr is being done. So alhamdulillah, when the human being, when he goes into the garden of paradise and he arrives there, and with Allah's tawfiq that Allah has given to him, he arrives there. Not everybody can reach there. Allah Ta'ala himself in his heart, that person's heart is instilled that sit here. Dhikr is taking place, sit here for a short while, you sit down. Allah enables him. So whenever any individual, when he sits in such a place where dhikr is being done, because where is he at that time? He is in the garden of paradise at that time. So if you look at the principle here, Allah Ta'ala's sunnah, and the principle is such that any sinful person, he cannot go into Jannah, paradise, say subhanallah. Yeah, any individual who is sinful, he cannot enter into paradise. So Allah Ta'ala has said that this place where dhikr is performed, they are the gardens of paradise. So for this reason, Allah said himself that whoever comes into this gathering, I will forgive his sins. I'll forgive his sins. Whoever comes to the dhikr of Allah, the gathering, Allah Ta'ala eliminates and wipes away his sins. Because it's a garden of paradise that he's going into, and you've arrived into Jannah, paradise. And nobody can go into paradise with the sins. So what a fantastic, excellent ni'mah, treasure Allah Ta'ala has given, that the gatherings of Allah's remembrance, they have a high status, a massive status, and it's a unique ibadah, unique worship. That just after sitting in that gathering, any individual that Allah Ta'ala allows to, Allah doesn't leave that person as sinful. Everybody, Allah Ta'ala forgives that person's sins. Subhanallah. So when a person, when he goes back, when he leaves the dhikr gathering and departs, then all of the people who are departing the dhikr gathering are forgiven, alhamdulillah. So what we see here is what a brilliant treasure Allah has given to us people. We should be grateful to Allah that when the individual has the ability, he has the love as well, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself automatically makes the means and resources for that person that he arrives to that gathering. Or Allah ta'ala allows him to attend those gatherings. So this is a big ni'mah of Allah, my friends, big treasure of Allah. And just because it's a treasure of Allah, ni'mah, such a sinful person like me sat in this gathering, so it's not a minor result. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this is the garden of paradise. So for that considering a ni'mah, so I wanted to present these few words to you that we should value this and appreciate this. If a person has energy and power and ability, he should not leave this gathering. The more you sit in the dhikr gathering, the more forgiveness you will attain. That many times over, your darajat will increase. If you sit 10 times a day, then 10 times you will get the result. Twice you sit, twice you'll get the result. Rather, the dua is this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every moment, every second, allow the gatherings of dhikr to continue, and we can keep on sitting in them and attending them. And this is a guarantee here, that these are such gatherings until Qiyamah. Doesn't matter how many big fitnas, confusion, disorder comes, strife comes. Allah says, until Qiyamah, I will establish the gatherings of dhikr because I want to forgive the people. So anyhow, don't consider it a minor action. Don't think it's a minor deed, a minor gathering. Be extremely grateful to Allah. Wallah ta'ala, what a great treasure you've given to us that we just get up and go and we attend the gathering. Then when we leave, we'll all be forgiven. Alhamdulillah. Recite Durood Sharif.